stay on this subject, particularly with the end of JobKeeper in sight. It's only a few days away now. So there'll be a whole lot of people in the tourism industry just hoping that there's going to be, well, a surge back to something like what we used to enjoy as far as job opportunities were concerned in this industry. Now, this is what it says in the Cairns Post today. Changes to Australian biosecurity laws have brought a two-way trans-Tasman travel bubble one step closer. But New Zealand leaders have pushed back an announcement on quarantine-free travel. This is interesting given the discussions we've had about this. Now, at first, we were told 28th of March was the date for the landing of that first flight from Auckland into Cairns. It was going to be a three-week service. Not a big plane, I think about 160 or whatever, but that was going to be the beginning of something much bigger, we thought. Sadly, that was put off, what was I told, 28th of June? No, I noticed the other day in print it said the 1st of June, but maybe that's not going to happen now. It says here, on Monday, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt announced a repealing of a travel ban that previously required Australians to be granted special permission before leaving the country. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was tipped to announce a lifting of quarantine restrictions. But at a news conference yesterday, she indicated more time was needed to set up the final framework on an agreement. April 6 has been slated as the new date to announce details of the Trans-Tasman bubble. However, it remains unclear if individual arrangements will be made with Australian states and territories or at a national level. There's still a lot of ground to be covered. And they don't seem to be in a hurry to get this over the line. There's a whole lot of people desperate to get back to work. Geoffrey Thomas is on the line. He's editor of AirlineRatings.com. Hello, Geoffrey.
Good morning, John. You sound very despondent.
Well, you can see how frustrated people wanting to get back into business are with this humming and hurrying, yes, we will, no, we won't business. Here's another setback from Jacinda Ardern this time.
Yes, look, it is incredibly frustrating and it makes it impossible to make any plans. Although I understand, although I haven't checked it personally myself, that if you go onto the Air New Zealand website, they're loaded. There's flights there loaded up for the 19th, I think it is, of April onwards. So the announcement's going to be April 6th for flights starting a couple of weeks later. And my sources in New Zealand tell me that we will definitely be, as one gentleman put it to me, he said, GT, we're looking forward to seeing you in Queenstown in May. So, yeah. Which I think is really wonderful. I'd love to do that. Look, it is incredibly frustrating. And, of course, obviously for folks in Cairns and, of course, the entire eastern seaboard of the country, looking forward to lots of New Zealanders coming over to see Australia. Of course, obviously a lot of Aussies wanting to get to New Zealand. So there's New Zealand is our biggest tourism market and vice versa. So it's hugely important that we get this thing going as quickly as possible. Mind you, we've only in the last week or so had unrestricted travel within Australia. Mm. So, there's been lots of false starts on that as well.
Yes. Now, getting back to that golden date, 18th of April, would that possibly mean that Auckland to Cairns could happen from the 19th of April?
My understanding is yes, John. Again, everything that you and I say, half an hour after this interview, it'll change, or it might change. That's the way it sits at the moment. That's my understanding of it. The 18th, 19th of April is going to be the magic day or days. Beyond the devils in the detail, there's obviously a very strong will to get this going because everybody is, I think, finally on the same page about the fact that our tourism industry is incredibly important. Mm. It sort of pales a lot, when they talk about mining and this and that, and people sort of forget how tremendously important tourism is because it employs so many young people, and it's almost like a hidden industry, but it's huge. It's a massive industry. It really is. It just doesn't tell its story, I don't think, well enough.
That 19th of April date would have to be fundamentally based on a quarantine-free situation. But that can't be guaranteed. This is once again, Jacinda Ardern, I think it was yesterday or the day before, you have to take on board the prospect of not only if there's an outbreak, there'll be a quarantine requirement coming back in, and if there's an outbreak in Queensland or in Australia, the same will happen the other. And so you're taking a punt still. She keeps reminding people of this, which is most unfortunate, but I suppose she sees that as necessary.
Well, indeed, because, you know, with New Zealand, the situation has been, you know, like the North Island hasn't shut down to the South Island and vice versa. Whereas in this country, in Australia, you know, Queensland shut its borders to New South Wales, WA just shut its borders to everybody and go away, you know, and so on and so forth. So it is a bit of a minefield to understand, okay, what happens if we have an outbreak in New South Wales and Victoria doesn't close its borders in New South Wales, but all of a sudden New Zealand says, well, we don't want anybody going from, you know, New South Wales down to Victoria, then skipping across to New Zealand. There's always sort of dynamics. And what we've seen with the pandemic in Australia is lots of people have found all sorts of ingenious ways of getting around these border lockdowns. We've had people smuggle themselves in onto semi-trailers across the desert trying to get into WA without quarantining. There's been all sorts of stunts. So they've got to sort of make sure that all the loopholes are closed. And sort of to protect their citizens, and of course to protect ours. So it's a complex situation, no doubt about it.
Well, I'm thrilled that you've given us that 19th of April date. I mean, I must say, as you pointed out earlier on, everything you and I have said on there will be held in evidence against us, of course.
Oh, absolutely! Yes, in the court of public opinion,
yes.
which is not a very kind court, John.
Exactly. If we keep having stabs at it, we'll have to get it right one day, though, Geoffrey.
We will eventually. Yes. Yeah.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Pleasure, John.
Geoffrey Thomas on the line. He's the editor of AirlineRatings.com, and as you guessed, he's speaking from Perth. Can I?